It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Patricia Naft. Two Republican-sponsored bills that would require a photo ID for same-day voter registration get their first hearing at the state capitol today. KBNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
In 2013, Democrats overhauled state election laws. Republicans protested the changes, especially the provision allowing voters to register on Election Day. GOP lawmakers want people to show a photo ID to do this. Two bills scheduled to be taken up by the House Senate Veterans and Military Affairs Committee address this topic. House Bill 1169 would require Coloradans to present a photo ID if they want to register to vote on Election Day. And House Bill 1140, sponsored by Republican Representative Don Quorum of Montrose, spells out what kind of IDs would be accepted for same-day voter registration. Quorum says the bill is aimed at preventing voter fraud.
I don't want to take anybody's right to vote away, but I don't want to have anyone as voting when they are not entitled to be voting in that election.
Democratic House Majority Leader Chrisanta Duran calls the proposals unnecessary.
We already have adequate safeguards to deter and catch fraud, and we can't forget that under our current process, all signatures are checked on every ballot.
The two bills to be heard Wednesday aren't expected to bode well in the Democratic-led committee. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Hikers and bikers around Telluride might notice things getting a little more natural. KVNF's Jake Ryan explains.
A recent budget for the open spaces around Telluride was just agreed on. This is Lance McDonald, program director for the town.
Telluride has approximately 1,000 acres of open space, mostly comprised of the Bear Creek Preserve, which extends south of town, and the Valley Floor, which extends west of town approximately 3 miles. The uses of the property are controlled by a conservation easement and associated management plan. Basically, the property is reserved for the conservation values on the property and also for low-impact recreational uses, such as hiking and biking. They're valued highly by the community.
As such, the town has certain projects they have in mind to help it out. This year, the city council agreed on several restoration projects. One of them would restore the river that runs through the valley floor.
Presently, the river is channelized for about one-third of its reach across the valley floor. And that was done in the mining era and also to construct the railroad into the town of Telluride. So the river has not been in any kind of natural sinuosity since probably the late 1880s. One of the reasons why we acquired the property was to restore the river into a more of a natural condition, or let its natural functioning be restored so that the river can have natural meanders and also continue to change its meanders over time.
They're also considering changing the tailings plan that's already been approved by the state.
The third restoration project would be to combine the two previously man-made ponds on the valley floor into a single pond and then establish greater wetland connectivity to the surrounding wetlands, which will improve the habitat for waterfowl.
The projects are all still in their infancy and won't be completed for a while, if at all. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Lawmakers will debate a bill today that seeks to get more local food and produce from Colorado farms into school lunch programs. Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would provide grants to farmers so they can meet school safety standards. Democratic Representative Faith Winter from Westminster is sponsoring the bill. Farmers could get about $25,000 each, which Winter hopes will help expand the farm-to-school momentum already in the state.
Right now, Colorado is the healthiest state in the country, but our childhood obesity rate is actually rising. So we need our kids to have access to healthy, good food, and this also is an economic benefit to our farmers.
The measure budgets nearly $1 million for the grants, and Winter says she hopes this will remove barriers for farmers to allow more fresh produce in the schools. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado College has released the results of its fifth annual Conservation in the West survey. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh has this report.
Residents of six states participated in this year's bipartisan poll, including Coloradans, and answered questions about conservation, environment, energy, the role of government in public lands management, and more. New to this year's survey were questions about how issues of land, water, and wildlife play into people's everyday lives. According to the study, the top three reasons people live in Colorado have to do with the environment, public lands, and the outdoors. 90% of Coloradans place clean air, clean water, and the environment as number one. The second most popular reason for living here is the healthy outdoor lifestyle. Number three is the ability to live near and enjoy public lands, including national and state parks. 96% of Coloradans say they visited public lands managed by federal agencies in the past year, and 72% feel that public lands are for everyone and not just the residents of Colorado. Lori Weigel of Public Opinion Strategies, one of the firms that conducted the survey, said in a press conference this week that Colorado's public land sentiment was common in all states and across political party lines.
By almost a 3-to-1 margin, voters are telling us that they think of them more as belonging to everyone in our country rather than belonging to just the people in their state.
Most people surveyed also wanted federal protection of public lands.
Voters overwhelmingly told us that they would like to make sure that future presidents are able to continue to protect existing public lands as national monuments. And we had 4 in 5 voters telling us that they support that. Only 1 in 10 opposed to that.
Most also supported continuing funding of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and rejected the idea of selling off public lands to pay down the federal deficit.
That rationale of reducing the budget deficit, we had 7 in 10 opposed to that idea. And that was something that was opposed by significant majorities across the partisan spectrum.
72% of those polled in Colorado also support the BLM's plans to protect sage-grouse habitat. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
The full survey and results are at stateoftherockies.com. And finally, there was a car accident Monday morning along Highway 133 in Carbondale. The driver of a Toyota 4Runner collided with a semi-truck. He was injured and was eventually flown in a helicopter to Grand Junction. During the flight, the Carbondale police allege he told the flight crew that he murdered his wife in an apartment back in town. Police checked the apartment, but everyone was fine. When they checked around the complex, they found another apartment. The woman was dead from suspected knife wounds. The driver is under protective custody at St. Mary's Hospital while he recovers. The last time a homicide occurred in Carbondale was April of 2003, almost 12 years ago. Stay tuned for the Wednesday Morning Music Mix with Jeff. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.